This is a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I'm now joined by Dean and Bo from Bo and the Constrictors. Good morning to you both. How are we?
Hello. Good. Thank you.
Doing chill?
Yeah, great.
Very chill this morning.
Keeping it low key?
Yep.
Yeah. Nice. How are we brave in the winter?
It's good in here. You got the heater.
It's lovely.
Firing
it. But out there, it's horrible.
Yeah, definitely.
You just need one of those little fake fire.
Do they actually tie the room together? They emit heat?
I don't know. My flatmate bought one, but I haven't felt it yet.
They feel kind of sacrilegious in a way. Yeah.
Sorry, what was
they
that?
Feel a little bit sacrilegious.
Yeah, they are.
And the original plan for today was to have all the Constrictor boys come through.
Yeah.
What happened there, gang?
Oh, our other two members work 9-to-5 jobs for the university.
Well, that means they're close as.
Yeah, I know. But no, Joe has a meeting and Callum's at a hall somewhere, admitting students. Doing administration for students. And we're just here to
Talk shop.
Be silly, really.
Yeah. Well, we are here to talk about your new track, Fourth Floor. Yeah. Now, the title of this track reminded me of a Biggie song called Kick in the Door, where the chorus goes, kick in the door, waving the
4-4.
There you go, waving the 4-4.
It's been a while since I've listened to Biggie.
And we completely ripped him off, yeah.
Biggie's inspiration for the song, Biggie Smalls. now, how many stories... this is another quick question. How many stories would a building have to be to have a fourth floor?
At least four. Oh, is this the ground floor, first floor debate?
Ground floor includes the first story, then 2, 3, 4, 5. So technically 5 stories, I think.
No, I'm confused now.
I think five stories.
Is it ground floor then 1, 2, 3, 4?
Yeah, it is. That's how I know the world works, but. Yeah.
Oh, we might have to rewrite the whole song.
So, I think
we're on the wrong floor.
Yeah. I guess for it, yeah. I don't know. Is it the fifth floor then? Oh, it doesn't make sense.
it seems paradoxical, right?
Yeah.
Just get out of the building, Boaz.
Yeah.
Like Dean, you came up with the title Fourth Floor.
Well, kind of randomly.
You said that some of the starting music sounded like elevator music?
Yeah, as I do annoying things on bass and came up with some sort of bass line, that opening part. And I was like, oh, this sounds like elevator music. And we all laughed. And then we were just about to start playing it again. I was like, on the microphone, I just said, fourth floor, some haberdashery or something like that. And then for some reason that stuck and we ended up writing a whole song around it.
Yeah, we were filming the song at the time. That's how we try and memorise what we make in the practice room. Mm-hmm. And from Dean saying fourth floor, I was like, well, let's write a song about someone, you know, that works from the fourth floor. And
Boaz seems to, like, we start with some music that's coming out of the nowhere creatively, and then Boaz will just start saying random things over the microphone, and a lot of
eventually
the time they make sense.
Yeah.
A lot of it is just trying to ad lib on the spot and then trying to figure out what I was saying and build a story out of that. So it gets a bit abstract sometimes.
No, I think that's a good way of approaching it, though. Like, as long as you get like kind of the rhythm structures out, you can kind of just fill in the blanks.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know.
Yeah.
Now, the song is about a guy going through a bit of a personal crisis and masking pretty hard because they don't want to show how they're really feeling.
Yeah.
Does the fourth floor have anything to do with that at all? Is it a reference to the 1999 horror film of the same name starring Shelley Duvall?
No.
So it's just the fourth floor has nothing to do with that.
Like,
it's just a metaphor for a guy going down the fourth floor.
Like, I think, like Dean said about just saying fourth floor at the start of the song.
Yeah.
It's pretty deep.
It was just kind of like a location to start with.
Yeah.
I kind of see it as like you ever been in a situation where you're like, God, I think I might just escape in my head for a minute.
Mm.
And that's what we're calling it. I feel you, mate.
Every day, every hour of every day.
So that's like, you kind of go into a space in your mind and you're like, if I go there, I don't have to worry about what's going on too much. So, I don't know, escapism.
It's a lot about just kind of keeping personal thoughts and professional thoughts separate, really, you know? Like,
what are you thinking
when
right
people
now?
People are like, oh, how you doing? You're like, I'm fine.
Yeah. I'm good. Yeah.
Let's get back to work. But don't really, worry about me.
Yeah.
But inside you're like, ah! Oh, shit. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
For listeners who are wearing headphones, that would have been a very unpleasant experience.
Yeah, inside you're kind of screaming a little bit. You're like, what's going on?
But
yeah.
We're okay. We're all good.
We're okay.
We're okay. Yeah, yeah. We're getting on. I think that's the thing again.
It's not a personal experience at all.
Yeah. I've been a bit honest with people recently if they ask me how I'm doing. I'm like, I'm average, you know.
Yeah,
today isn't my day. You know, you can dress it up as making it polite without making your problems other people's problems.
And they still, you know, they still reply, "Oh, that's good."
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Great. Me too. Yeah.
Thumbs up.
Yeah. That classic Kiwi. Hey, you're not like the Front Lawn song.
Yeah.
How you doing? I'm doing all right. You know that song?
No.
Oh, you should listen to it.
Oh, we don't listen to music much.
Yeah.
No. Well, actually, funnily enough, you do, because Queens of the Stone Age are quite a inspiration here. I mean, the song kind of sounds like if Queens of the Stone Age met a cabana. You know, are they a foundational group for your music taste?
I think it sort of changes, like, because we're doing this, releasing 12 singles this year.
Mm.
Whatever inspiration is hitting us at the time, whether it be driving around and listening to Queens of the Stone Age, kind of just pops up into our feel as we're recording. So there was another one, Stumbling. Obviously, we'd been listening to some Chili Peppers, because there's like, you know, white man rapping there, kind of. And,
yeah, a little bit. Yeah. You know, doing my best.
So I don't know. I think we're all inspired by everything we've ever done and listened to. So
I think like vocally for this one, I was very much like, when I was singing the verse, I was like, this seems very Josh Homme kind of vocal style, which I enjoy.
Mm. And then we leaned into it, because we just leaned into it.
We're like, why not?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go for that kind of stoner rocky
Josh Homme thing. Now, it seems like kind of an obvious move to oscillate between cool, calm, and collected, and then like real crazy.
That's the reflection of the mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that came about before you decided the theme of the song was mental healthy.
Yeah.
Mental health related.
Yeah, we wrote the song and then we're like, what is this song actually about?
Yeah. Well, there's a line on here which reads, "Pain is a pleasure where I come from." Now, is this kind of a bit of a, you know, a little bit of a Easter egg?
Masochist.
For all the sadomasochists in your audience?
Yeah.
Is there a lot?
I don't know. I just wanted to put that in there.
Whenever you play a gig, you're going to see people wearing a gimp suit or anything?
Yeah.
You get the odd...
They'll win the fancy dress competition if they do come to the gig.
I'm just leaving all that alone.
Don't even touch it. Don't even touch it. Now, when I last had Yul on, you were talking about releasing a song every month. That is still the modus operandi?
Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We didn't release in, was it April?
Yeah. So, because we're doing single release parties and the small venue stuff, turns out that's becoming quite interesting as well.
An admin challenge?
Yeah, and just a quick turnaround, because we need to book pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So availability and you know, all the lovely admin stuff that no one wants to think about is actually quite hard.
Yeah.
So
there's a reason people pay people to do it.
Exactly, yeah. So there was 1 month where we couldn't find a venue, and so we've tightened our belt and we're really, you know, pushing now to get ahead of schedule. But it's pretty hard as well, because, you know, four guys and then opening bands and all that sort of stuff, trying to get all these cats together at once is interesting, but it's fun.
Well, yeah, you know, it's a really good challenge.
Yeah.
And it's really kind of pushed us a little bit in terms
creatively
of workflow and just trying to find a happy medium.
Well, even just having to come up with the songs every month as well.
That's again another challenge.
So we're getting creative, and it's almost like, oh well, the forcing us to do it is helping us create. So it's working. Yeah.
And I think having a tight deadline kind of helps you to just make decisions.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know, when you're like, oh, we've got heaps of time to write a song, you kind of go,
maybe procrastinate,
what do you think?
For a bit.
And then you don't really make a decision for like a week or so.
Yeah.
But when you've only got a week to get a song out, you're like, what do you think? We need a decision.
This will do.
Is that good? No, it's not good. Cut it.
The amount of artists I talk to who, you know, they'll have something sitting in the vault for like 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, I recorded this like 2 years ago, so I actually don't remember anything from what the song was based on. You know, it's quite funny. So I think that is... you know, I admire the productiveness here.
It's quite funny that you say that, because the next one is one of those...
Spoiler.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's actually like one of the first songs we ever wrote as a band.
Yeah, I think we wrote it in Feedstock House.
It was Feedstock House 2019.
Wow, yeah, okay. Well,
it was one of the first
6 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, 6 years.
So there you go.
We really hold on to our songs.
Yeah.
But we've just made it better.
Yeah.
Made it better.
And that'll be releasing sometime this month, correct?
Sometime this month, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
At the Duck.
Yeah, at the Duck.
At the Duck?
Yeah, the Duck is the next gig, so... Uh-huh. 20th of June at the Duck.
So that's next Friday?
Next Friday. Mm. Yeah.
This Friday is the 13th. Do you know that?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, save me.
Scary.
A little bit. No, I was going to say, do you think you're going to be running out of new small venues to play? You're going to do some repeats?
We've got a list.
Got a list?
Yeah, we've got a list.
We hope not.
We hope not. That's our intention was to have a new venue for each...
Each
release.
So we've done four so far. So we've done Zanzibar, Inch, Moons, and Pearl Diver. Yeah. And they've all been great. So the Duck is a really cool one, because it's kind of out of townish, but they have a real good local base too. As well. Great food. Yeah. We hope not.
Yeah.
We hope not, yeah. But who knows, you know?
We've played there a couple of times. I think this is our third time going back.
Yeah.
And, it's always a really good night out there when we play at the Duck.
It seems weird, you know, being super loud in a cafe setting.
Yeah.
But we love it.
Rules are meant to be broken. Thank you for coming on the program. Is there anything else you'd like to say to our lovely, lovely listeners?
Oh, I'm going to throw that to Boaz. This could be anything.
No. I have to think about it.
We'll come back next week.
Good morning, lovely Radio 1 listeners. Oh. This is Bo from Bo and the Constrictors here. You're about to listen to, what's the song we've just released? Fourth Floor.
Well done.
It's about being on the fourth floor and dealing with emotions. Hope you enjoy.
Emotions, what are those?
What are they? We don't talk about that. See you later.
Bye.
Thank you for coming on, gang. Take care. Here's Bo and the Constrictors with Fourth Floor. You are listening to The One. I'll see you shortly.
Thanks for listening to Radio 1 91 FM podcast. All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.